make you do a double take. Plan shock, a showstopper, flow proper, head knocker, beat shala, shell dropper. Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast where we read a gossip magazine from 20 years ago today and share all of the coldest gossip from the era. This week, we have an Us Weekly from July 11th, 7-11, 2005. And I'm going to turn it over to my sister to let her share what's going on the cover.
Sure. This is issue 543 of Us Weekly. On the cover, we have Jen's Revenge. Vin's Regenge. She is snuggled up here with co-star Vince Vaughn. Aniston's smiling again. A hot new look, co-star and career, and why she's not speaking to Brad, all caps.
So, how do you feel about Vince Vaughn? I guess we can get into this
later.
I knew
this would come up.
Yeah.
I'll put a pin in it for
okay.
now.
Okay.
Brad and Angelina, a new secret romp.
The pilafs are at it again.
The pilafs. They are. They're
Bryce
and brother.
Jasmine are taking a trip.
Uh-huh. And then Lindsay, my healthy diet details.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can't lie to you.
Y'all, is it healthy or unhealthy how skinny she is?
It's they can't figure it out. I think this was
They're like, Bravo, you lost weight, but did you lose it wrong?
Yeah. And also, like, she went from just small to a little smaller. She went from a 6 to a 2. It's
right. It doesn't take much when you're...
Who knows what she did.
Right.
Probably wasn't great.
I suspect smoking cigarettes and snorting cocaine.
Yeah, but it was also like, you know what? Sometimes that's just a girl's journey.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to make it a national emergency.
That's so right. And like, not to be terrible, mm-hmm. but I think most of my friends dabbled in just a light...
Light dusting?
A light dusting of disordered eating patterns at some point in their life.
I thought you were heading to cocaine.
And no.
I was like, I don't think most.
I've never tried cocaine.
No, I know you haven't.
Yes. But I mean, like, no, I just mean, I think, like, diet culture was very pervasive when we were growing up, as we know.
Right.
Much ink has been spilled and whatever. But the line between that and just, like, a little bit of an eating disorder mm-hmm. is pretty... faint sometimes.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's,
you know,
there were some, it's hard to know what behaviors were, nor like when they considered it a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to just be in the eye of the beholder.
That's what I was going to say. And I feel like too frequently it was like, it weaponized in a really weird way.
Yeah.
Where you wouldn't usually, if you've truly honestly believed it. Well, if you think about it, it's, you can see the difference in how they talk about people who are actually physically very obviously suffering.
Yes.
Like, they would not be like Karen Carpenter. She's a party girl and she's anorexic. Like they
right.
would be like prayers
be like,
for Karen.
We are worried about you, diva.
Right. And so when it was like, a Lindsay Lohan situation where she was probably on that Tina, having a little bit of a good time.
Right.
The faux concern, it just doesn't,
mm-mm.
no one really believes it.
No, it's just so predatory, you know?
It's weird. The whole thing's weird. Anyway, doll, before we get into all that, what's in your bag?
In the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag?
Oh, thank you for asking. The first thing in my bag, and this is so boring, but unbelievable product that I have to shout out, Neosporin's Lip Therapy.
Oh.
I, on Saturday night, we were eating Thai food, and my lips had been so dry. I have an extra thing because it came in a two-pack. So if you'd like
to
some,
order it,
I've got some in the bathroom for you. My lips were like cracking. I do not know what was going on. I've never had like that chapped of lips in my life, especially in the summertime. Like it didn't make any sense. And they just hurt. Like they were flaky. I put this stuff on and like literally within 12 hours, it was like brand new lips. Like they were healed completely.
Damn.
And it started feeling better immediately.
I need this bad.
Yeah.
I've had chapped lips most of the year.
Yeah. It's been crazy, man. I like had visible flakes mm-hmm. around my lips. It was disgusting.
And it's July.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sending you home with some. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Thank you.
You get a tube and you get a tube.
Wow.
Actually, it's a pot. Sorry. And speaking of pot, the second thing in my bag is the Hometown Heroes Dan's Delight pack. Hometown Heroes is a Texas-based...
Veteran-owned
gummy...
Cannabis company.
And they have been cutting up around all of this legislation in Texas. I don't know if you've been following it. Anyways, this guy's been making a lot of TikToks. So... there was a video of our dumbass lieutenant governor being like, here's some stuff we're getting off the streets, and putting all this stuff like performatively in a banker's box, and it happened to include one of their products. And so they like edited it so that it looked like he was like taking the box directly from Dan, and he was like, thanks Dan for the shout out, and made the code, the coupon code, Dan's Delights. And for $100, it was like,
it's a lot of product,
a lot of product. And we tried the caramels today. Sensational.
So good.
They tasted unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, I'm feeling great. So anyways, yeah. Sensational. Very happy to support that company. Final thing in my bag is Marina's Princess of Power, which is kind of my album of the summer, I think. I keep coming back to. It's so fun. That I sent you that song from it earlier that sounds, it's called I Love You, but it's like less than three or greater than three heart. And it sounds like a video game at the beginning. But like the water scene in a video game, it's like doo 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 doo.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it turns into kind of a disco song.
Did you like the Mario levels and water?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a Pisces rising girl. I love ocean. I love ocean.
I feel like I couldn't win. Couldn't move fast.
No,
enough.
And that's the thing with me in video games is I've never won a single one of them ever. Oh. I'm terrible at video games.
You've never won Mario?
No, I've probably gotten to like maybe level 5. It's pathetic.
Lindsay.
I know. Yeah, it's really bad.
You need to get your eyes checked or something.
Probably.
Damn.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Never even beat Mario.
No. You have, like, all the way through?
Yeah, Super Mario World, yeah.
No.
I guess I just sort of, I have grit.
Yeah, you do have grit. You do have grit. And you're also the sports twin.
Yeah, it was very tomboy-coded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, doll, what's in your bag?
Oh, my God. Also, a really boring week. Like, putting this together, it was like, she's not an interesting or dynamic girl anymore. Just take her out back, shoot her. One thing in my bag I feel really strongly about, and if you were here, you would smell me and you would understand why. I bought a little bottle, 1.7 ounces, of my junior high, early high school. I don't even know if I wore it in high school. My
junior high fragrance. Probably like through ninth grade at least.
Probably ninth grade. Fragrance, which was Ralph by Ralph Lauren. This came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
2000. Happy 25th birthday, Ralph.
The packaging on that?
It hasn't changed.
It makes me so happy to look at.
It's very Fruitager Aero.
It is, which is an aesthetic I roll with heavy.
The top note of this is apple.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it smells like the mall. It smells...
Love it.
I think you said this. It smells like what magazine sample promised.
Yes. Yeah. It's very, like, unobtrusive, cheerful. I love it.
So cheerful.
You know, I should get me some Clinique Happy, day. Actually.
No, you really should.
That's a nice...
I think you should go back in time and explore your old fragrances, because prior to that, I was doing Daisy for a while.
Yeah.
I think I let that be in a hot bathroom for too long, though, because I think the dry down's a little funky.
Oh. I think that's why I like my tomato leaf and grapefruit scent so much, is it reminds me of So Pink from Gap, which you cannot find anywhere.
Really?
But I'm saying that, and then I'm like, have I tried really that hard? Have I looked recently?
You could go look.
I loved So Pink. That was my, like, most of my high school go-to, and you can't find it.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I also had a cannabis product in my bag.
You did?
Yeah. I bought a sixer of Nowadays, and I think I might do that weekly.
What?
I just wrap up my day with, I got the sampler pack, and I think next time I just want to get all citrus.
I like the citrus the best too.
Yeah, yeah, it's the best one. Spicy lime is my least favorite.
I agree. I don't dislike it. I don't hate it.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I think that citrus is really something special.
Uh huh.
And it's a nice 5 milligrams. Mm-hmm. You can get a 10 milligram can though, right?
You can, yeah.
But
enjoying that, and then I also have kind of like a high school-y album, sort of.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't really listen to this in high school. I think it came out when I was in college. Have you heard of The Teenagers? They're a French band.
No.
The album cover is so Jürgen Teller. And the song I've been listening to, it's on my Crazy Ass White Girl in Japan playlist.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be me in November.
Yeah.
The song is called Homecoming. I'm going to specifically ask if there's any old folks listening to this. Don't go listen to it.
It's the song?
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay.
The lyrics are, like, really blue.
If there's any old folks.
You know, I don't want to disrespect anyone with that.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, because it's so... I think the reason I would have enjoyed it in high school is it's so, like...
transgressive
suburban edgelord.
Yeah.
But it's about, it's like a male female duet.
Mm-hmm. In French?
No. Okay. In English, both of these vocalists have thick French accents. But he is presumably an English teen boy visiting, and then he hooks up with his step cousin or whatever.
Ew.
And this girl also has a really thick French accent, but she's trying to do a Valley Girl voice.
Okay. Love the sound of this.
But then, like, the instrumentals feel very, like, kind of block party.
Man.
It's a vibe. I think you would enjoy it. Take you straight to 2007.
Oh, I love that, dude. I think the way that, for whatever reason, I felt about England when I was, like, in college, where I was like, God, mm-hmm. I wish I was English. I feel that way now about the French. Like, watching Romy Mars post footage of, like, Sophia and her sister in Paris, I'm like, oh.
No, they're...
That should have been me.
They're like the chicest people.
God, they're so great.
And they're really living the life. They know how to cook. They're just... They have a really high percentage of ugly, pretty people.
Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite kind of people.
My favorite kind of pretty.
Exactly.
Love the...
I bet their nose jobs are, like, lower than any other Western country.
Oh, we should look that up.
Yeah, I wonder if that's...
Rhinoplasties by country.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're probably blowing it out of the water.
People, if they do get them, probably just go, I'm sure that there's probably Turkey, you know, mm-hmm. like a place where it's like, you know, people talk about Tijuana this way.
Yeah. I was going to say it's not where you get the.
Right. But I'm saying like, I wonder if you could break it down by like the residents, like of the countries with rhinoplasties.
That's what I'm. Yeah.
But I don't know if it's
self-reported.
Okay. Self-reported.
Who in here had a nose job?
Yeah. Honestly, it seems so un-French to do that because you'd have to admit that you cared about your nose.
So true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, I bet it's really high in England. They don't care what we think.
What the...
You know what I mean?
Their veneer situation.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to discuss.
It's past the point of them caring what we think.
No. We have let them know.
With the veneers and the tan of it all.
Kindly as we can. Like, y'all's makeup looks nuts.
We're also talking about the worst of them that are like...
It's true. They're like on
the
reality
Love Island
TV. But like, you know that group? They're from... I think they're Welsh. The Welsh Five.
Yeah, I love them.
They had a breakup. A friend group breakup.
No, they didn't.
The blonde girl is like no longer talking to them. It's one of those things where it's like, I don't have 20 hours to devote to this. Can somebody give me a TLDR? Because
really
there's five
sent
different
me down
people.
A rabbit hole earlier with that girl that got kicked out of her house and left it nasty.
Girl. Oh, my God.
I was like, now let me explore this from every angle.
Oh, there's like more videos after that. So the lady that posted that video, to catch you up to speed, there was a lady who posted a video of like a house clean that she was doing like the before, because she always likes to document it for legal purposes. And she does this for like evictions and stuff, I mm-hmm. think. So, but she was like, this is one of the worst I've ever seen. And apparently the couple that were the landlords like live downstairs and they rented the upstairs because they were like, we need a little extra money. We're getting older, you know, whatever.
So you didn't even know that piece.
And the young people were paying like well below market rate because mm-hmm. they were like, we'll fix it up there for you. And they were like, that's great. We can come to an agreement on that. And so, spoiler alert, they did not fix it up. And in fact, trashed the place in like crazy ways. Like, they painted the walls like the most insane colors.
Garish.
Like, halfway done. They didn't finish any of the paint jobs either. Like, there's always like they did that thing Caroline Calloway did when she painted her floor.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, there's something here. I'm not going to pick it up and move it. I'm just going to paint around it. Like, it is nuts. It was giving very like hippie crash house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and then lo and behold, of course they have a kid.
Yes.
Like, that shit stresses me out so
of course.
Bad.
But one of the people that got evicted was making their own videos about it. One of the biggest septum piercings I've ever seen. And just like, right. I can't, we just got, they just, you know, turned us out on our asses with nothing or whatever. And then it's like, even when they tell the story, they're like, we got a 60-day notice mm-hmm. on April 2nd. So it's like, so doll, what I'm hearing is that you actually have had 90 days.
Yeah.
If they're just now kicking you out. What's tea? Like, you had time to get all this stuff picked up.
It was...
Oh, my God.
It was one of those womblands moments.
Yes, where everybody on TikTok is like, somebody,
okay, y'all do... I've decided to side with the boomers. Y'all have done too much.
Well, it's just like funny when everybody in the comments is like, your parents did a terrible job raising you.
Yeah.
Like everybody is like, you don't have any sense. Like,
I mean,
it's like one of those things where it's so fun to see like people from all over like the socioeconomic spectrum, all over the country being like,
political.
We all agree this is not acceptable.
Now this we can't keep doing, girls.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I didn't get a sense of where it was, but in my heart, I know Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
It was giving that.
It was very Portlandia type vibe. Oh my God. Anyways, let's get into this magazine.
Let's get into it. Well, let's just start with the cover stories, I suppose.
Yeah.
Vin's Regenge. She, you know what? The story here is Jen is happy.
Okay.
And they're also not saying that...
That was really quick. She moved on fast.
Well, she...
Good for her.
Did she date him?
Yeah.
She did?
I think so.
At the time, they were denying it.
I think they did for kind of a while, actually. Let me look it up. Vince Bumps. Can't type. Vince Vaughn. Jennifer Aniston. You know, at the time, I felt that tabloids were presenting them as if that was a well-matched pair, and they were of... That they didn't... Nobody commented on their disparate levels of attractiveness. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because the thing is, like, Vince Vaughn at his very best, when he's done everything he can to improve his appearance, is, I would still say, not a handsome guy. I think he's a weird-looking guy.
You know... I get why you would say that. And I'm not over here.
About a year.
Yeah, okay. I'm not like homina about him.
Yeah.
Ooh, pardon. But I think it's a lot of size queens in here, and he is 6'5".
Yeah, that's so true.
So there is that. And
that's
then I think
true.
He also was like normal handsome.
Yeah.
If he was in your friend group, it would not surprise you to learn that your friend, like a friend, has a crush on him.
And yeah, he was I just think he seemed to me so like the kind of guys that guys thought was cool.
Yeah.
And that's disqualifying for me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you have sort of a war with,
with men.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I get that. I think like, his Wedding Crashers was in Swingers. Yeah, he was not in... Yeah, he's a little Furta.
Yeah, he's Furta. And you know, like, have you seen that girl on TikTok that she has this theory, and I think this is so true. Nothing that only men think is cool is cool.
Well, we would say that, though.
No, but, like, the stuff that only guys like just, like, categorically sucks. Like, most guys are also, like, we agree that sucks. But
yeah.
The fan base for it is exclusively male. Or almost exclusively male. You know?
Well, I guess you have to set a threshold for it because... To my mind, I still think of, probably wrongly, is like football is a very Furta thing.
Right.
But there's a not insignificant amount of female fans.
Yeah. And
you know?
Like, I don't like football, but I'm not going to say it's uncool. You know what I mean?
Right. It has the potential.
It
has moments.
To me. It's boring to
well,
me.
What is an example of something
like butt rock. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of butt rock girl fans too,
know,
though,
but
man.
But they are not cool either, and they're probably
so
respectfully. I feel like they're probably there to try to meet guys.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
That's bleak.
The goods are odd, or sorry, the odds are good, but the goods are
odd. The goods are odd. So let's say if it's a 90% male fan base,
then it probably sucks.
I'm gonna here's what I'll poke holes in. I feel the Matrix might be.
No, I think the Matrix has a pretty, I would say that's a pretty, probably 70-30.
70-30 feels right.
Yeah. So it doesn't meet that threshold. I'm not like a big sci-fi girl, but like I enjoyed the Matrix movies in high school.
The Matrix movies are fun.
They're great. Like I think that's...
It's two pretty people.
Right. I think everybody can kind of be like, that's really well made action / sci-fi.
It was like fashionable.
Right.
Yeah. It really, right. it set... an aesthetic for those movies.
Right.
Or yeah. For like tech and movies for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something to think about.
I'm gonna give it some thought. I'm not gonna say I disagree, but it just doesn't feel...
You're like, it needs some refinement.
It needs some refinement. It feels unfalsifiable unless you bring men into the discussion.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not
I
willing
don't
to
get
do
the
that.
Impression that that is in the spirit of the conversation.
No.
So, I don't know, man. The Lohan diet. This was really boring and crazy. Crazy boring. And also very boring.
Was it just like she eats lean fish and meats? Well,
first of all, they show her bikini transformation. And over the course of a year, she lost 20 pounds, I think.
Honestly, on the right, she looks incredibly healthy. Like, very fit. I was going to say,
no, there's muscle. It's like, she doesn't, this she isn't doesn't like look a wasting insane.
Person.
This is giving hater, but they're like, she has to get in shape for Herbie Fully Loaded. Sure.
Right. We all know about how that requires one to do stunts right. and also dress skimpily.
Of course. Lindsay's diet strategy, trainer Justin Gelband.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Gives us 4 meal plans he gave Lohan. Whether she took them or not, we don't know.
We don't know.
Also, the graphic here is an isolated banana and an isolated head of lettuce.
Fantastic.
This is not an unhealthy way to eat. It's just incredibly boring. Breakfast, 2 or 3 egg whites with vegetables, Oof. 1 banana.
Oof.
Lunch, 3 slices of turkey, chicken, or ham with lettuce and tomato. That is not enough for
That's
lunch.
That's it?
That's not enough for
also,
lunch.
Also, egg whites? I know. That's not much either.
Snack, 2 hard-boiled egg whites or an apple. Dinner, salmon fillet cooked with a teaspoon of olive oil.
This sounds
1
like...
1 cup of cooked vegetables. And for a snack, a frozen fruit bar.
This sounds like... Remember that diary or that diet from like the 50s that was in the magazine? I think it was Vogue.
It was like eggs.
Like, they were like...
Just an ass ton of
eggs. And a glass of wine for breakfast. Eggs and a glass of wine for lunch. And a steak for dinner with the rest of that bottle of wine.
I... want to know what was considered a healthy diet in every era.
Yeah.
And then also everyone's body comp at the time, too. Because, like, watch, those chicks might have been rocking with their little egg and steak diet.
Their lifestyles that we don't know and can't replicate either, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
There's probably environmental stuff that we can't,
you
know, we haven't considered either.
Totally.
Very tricky, this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well... I guess there's also Brad Angelina went away again to the British coast, but there's just like nothing there. They're romp. Now we can get to the good stuff, which is the
miscellany.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Loose talk. Here it is. My dad kept gunpowder in the garage and he taught me how to make fireworks, but I could never roll them tight enough so they wouldn't pop. They just catch on fire. Carmen Electra.
What? First of all, I didn't know you could DIY fireworks.
Me neither, but doesn't that seem like a really appropriate part of her lore?
It does, yeah. What happened to her?
I do wonder. Well, she married Dave Navarro.
Well, then they got divorced.
And then, you know.
And then she kind of fell off.
Yeah, he's...
I bet she's like...
blocking her blessings.
I bet she's like on OnlyFans probably, right?
Well, if Denise Richards is, certainly Carmen Electra is.
Yeah.
I would never speak to my mom again. That's disgusting. On false rumors, her mom, Dina, was posing for Playboy Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh. Didn't she, though? Or am
I think she
that
did.
Up? Yeah.
You're a lot nicer and skinnier in real life. People think that's a compliment, but it's not. On the words she never wants to hear again, Kelly Osbourne.
And nicer and skinnier in real life.
That is
sure,
such
girl.
A, like, fake brag. Like, no one is coming up to her being like, you're so much nicer and skinnier than I thought you were.
Also, like, being nicer than how she was on TV is a low bar to clear.
Right. She, she was like a little monster on
she
TV.
She was such... That's, like, pure unbridled id.
Oh my god, she's so dramatic. I love her.
I love her
so much.
Look at Gwyneth looking
okay, so
cute.
First of all, Angel, look at her. Mm-hmm. She looks adorable. Gwyneth
I was just
wearing...
looking at her gorgeous face today because we're watching The Politician at lunchtime, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
it's a beauty.
She's
it's
so
a great
pretty.
Beauty. She's wearing what looks like a pre-modern Doan top.
It does. Is she at Glastonbury?
Yes, she's at Glastow.
Glastow. And oh, wait, they brought Apple to this, and there's, like, mm-hmm. pictures of Apple with those little headphones on.
I know. Isn't it sweet? They mostly were talking about, like, the jeans that she's been promoting lately that have her little flip phone in them, blue cult denims. But also, they had this little inset photo of her drinking a beer to be like, she cut loose, she drank a beer. Like, it was like a bombshell.
Oh, my God.
She looks cool.
Man, I wish we could go back to the days of jeans and a going out top. As
I think don't
that
dream
outfit,
it, be it, dude.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like so hard to find. I sent you that TikTok that's like, here's my advice to young girls.
If you find
a nice top that's not super fancy, not for work, not a t-shirt, buy it. And
it's
if you
so
have
true.
One and you're about to get rid of it, don't hold on to it.
God,
you might
right.
wear it later.
I do need more tops.
Yeah.
This isn't even a story. This is just Kiki Dunst suntanning with her friends, but keen eyes like mine will notice that this is an old, old label for GT's kombucha.
Oh, wow.
Our girl is out there probably blizzy blazed.
She's so fun.
Sipping a booch.
I love that girl. I've also loved
oil.
This week seeing pictures of her and Jesse Plemons in Paris.
Oh, I haven't seen
and
that.
And he's been taking, like, there was, like, pictures of him taking pictures of her.
Aww.
So cute.
Love this photo of the gals hanging out. I lost half the post-drug weight, Courtney Love told Us at the June 21st opening in Rise, of Rise in L.A. But next to Pam Anderson, anybody looks fat. And it's like Courtney Love with her arm around Pam Anderson in peak Pam Anderson.
Do those girls kiki, you think?
I think they did kiki at the time.
That's fun.
I would like to know more about
that. That's a party
that.
I would like to have been invited to.
Same.
This Do you think that Pamela Anderson was, like, talking about Dostoevsky and shit back then, too? Okay.
No. Let me tell you something. And I have love in my heart for Pam Anderson.
Yes.
I do. I think that Pam Anderson, the secret intellectual, is a very calculated marketing move.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against her, but I'm not that stupid.
Well, I think it's probably, I think obviously it reads to me that Marilyn Monroe is like one of her North Stars.
Yes.
And
this is an archetype that we have invented in the past 30 years. It's
yes.
The secretly genius bimbo.
Yes. And I think she's like, I did the bimbo part of my, my arc. And now I want to pivot into, it's such a flex to be as hot as she is with no...
That would be enough.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't need to...
She's like, I'm not wearing makeup because I don't need to. You know what I mean?
You don't need to be in the Criterion closet talking about Cassavetes.
God, I know.
You were in barbed wire.
Right, right, right. I love it for her, though.
No,
that's exactly what I would do if I was hot and rich and trying to, like, pivot.
Of course, I'm not trying to blow the horn on it. I'm not gonna poo-poo her good time, but I don't buy it.
You're so right. I am like, this is, since when?
No, that was one of those things where I was like, I don't want to spoil the party, but something in the buttermilk ain't clean here, girls. I'm sorry to say. It's not that I think she's incapable. I just don't think it's real.
It's a PR stunt.
It's a PR stunt. Y'all are so
a cute one. Have fun.
It's so cute. Have fun, Diva. But, like, no.
It's image craft, for sure.
It is, yes. And it's getting brazen. I feel like that's the kind of thing where you're pushing up against the limits of politeness.
Right.
Because it's like, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
For now.
But, like, what was it about the plot of Baywatch that
weird
called
psyop.
To you?
Very weird one. This is so funny to me. Busted, repeat pose offenders.
What?
This is, they're calling out the stars.
It was a light
wait,
news
actually,
week.
Like, what is this layout?
Does it open?
Oh. Oh, yeah, wait. Over here.
Okay.
And Opie's over here.
Opie's.
Okay. I just gotta pull open this this sick camel casino trifold.
It's a 3-page-wise trifold camel ad. Full color. Glossy.
Now I feel like I'm holding the Houston Chronicle. This is so wide.
It is wide.
So they're basically, like, busting these stars for doing the same pose. Like, they're not coached to do that. Here we have Tom Cruise all in his press tour holding Dakota Fanning in a cradle basket style every chance he gets.
Okay.
Oprah likes to stretch her arms out because
well, I mean, she's
skinny.
Oprah.
That's
well,
it.
Also,
it's
Oprah.
It's a very magnanimous Oprah.
Yeah.
It fits the vibe.
Right. She's our
Brittany
biggest celebrity.
Murphy.
Respectfully, Brittany Murphy's pose is crazy.
It is so funny that she does it so much.
Is this a bit or
she? No, I don't think so. She quarters away from the camera, like her hips are 75%.
Yeah,
turned away.
You're looking at the backside of her, and she is
and then she's
arching over, like,
arching
she's doing
her
the
back
limbo.
Like nuts, and letting her hair drape back, which kind of makes sense in the middle photo when you have the hair cape.
Yeah.
But when you have your hair in a tight bun, like,
oh man, the Anna Nicole
for?
Smith pose right here is how I think of her.
Same, and it's iconic, and it's also very thought out.
Trim
she's doing
spa,
Marilyn
baby.
Monroe.
Yeah, of course.
Jessica
Simpson is that's a serve.
That's
she's
a
also
serve.
Giving you back. She's serving back.
This one feels like Texas Beauty Pageant. They told her how to do that, and it makes sense. It works.
A lot of her aesthetic is that.
Yes. Did Nicole steal Paris's pose? And it's just
hands
on a hip. Like, I have bad
Nicole
news.
Looks so
every millennial
in that
woman.
That pink dress.
She does. That is a great color on her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, I have great news for you because you can still be fabulous over 40.
Oh, thank God.
Next year, Lindsay's not 40 yet.
Not yet.
She's not,
not dead yet.
Dead yet. Okay, we have, they did this again, probably like a quarterly check-in of Fabulous Over 40.
Hey, FYI, we still think a handful of women are still
They're
worthy
still
of
valid.
Rights.
This is crazy, though, because Demi Moore at 42 does look like Demi Moore at 62 now.
Yeah, well,
it is
a lot of deep, plain face and necklace.
Simple, easy, cheap. A deep, plain facelift.
Just like everybody else in Hollywood. I mean, Emma Stone getting work done really bums me out.
And Anne Hathaway.
That bums me out.
Anne Hathaway's is not... It's funny. Detectable to me, but
hers is pretty unclockable, and it's funny because she had been very like, I am not getting any work
done. So did I, and then I started aging.
No Botox. And exactly, it's like, we could all say a lot of things.
When I was in my 20s, I used to absolutely revere, like, the medicine woman from New Mexico type person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I still think, I love her, and I think she's valid, but I think the closer I get to that being my peer, I'm like, mm-hmm. loser, I don't want to be Frankie, I'm Grace.
That's so funny, I feel so Frankie. I actually was, meditating on Frankie or literally earlier today.
I love those girls in their own way, it's just, I don't think that's going to be a natural transition for me. So funny. I think I'm going to get flintier.
I saw a woman today at Taco Deli, and for a brief moment, I had this like weird like whoa, because she looked like you at 65 if you were not doing Botox.
I've seen myself out there in the world
down to the way she was dressed, like, really? I was like, this, you look like my sister. It was crazy. And but then I like was like, but she has not had any Botox or anything. No, really, and I was like, Molly's not gonna
wait,
do that.
Did she have that shit on? What was
she had that shit on. It was like a striped like mariner shirt, mm-hmm. with like kind of a safari jacket over it, and she's like beautiful, like really pretty blonde hair.
Oh, thank you.
And like bright blue eyes, minimal makeup, but like, mm-hmm. you know, like enough to kind of make her eyes pop, and some cute jeans. And she was just, she seemed vibrant and fun. She reminded me of like an Olier type, our favorite tier.
I love that.
Yeah.
It is in the cards for me that once I've made my fortune, I'm gonna go teach.
Yeah, I love that for you.
It's just
as a fun job. I want y'all to know I can quit anytime I want to.
Don't talk to me crazy. Yeah, you cannot talk to me crazy. It'll be the last time you ever see me. It really is nuts, though. It's like the fabulous over 40. These women kind of parked it here because, like, they just didn't have to keep aging.
You were the generation that was never going to age.
Look older now than she does there.
No, Susan Sarandon is, she needs to be studied by science.
She's 58 20 years ago.
That's
she's almost 80.
Crazy. She looks literally, she has looked the same my entire life.
Yeah. She's had them jugs mm-hmm. my whole life.
She really has.
Renee's big hearted deed.
Were they divorced yet?
Her and who?
Kenny Chesney.
No.
Okay.
Renee Zellweger, 35, has set up house in Franklin, Tennessee at new hubby Kenny Chesney's digs, and she's becoming quite the local favorite. On June 13th, she picked up two long white boho-style skirts at the Wet Seal store at the Cold Springs Galleria. Hmm. While she was on the checkout line paying for them, one was $20, the other $30, she also bought a $100 gift card and handed it to the customer behind her, Nashville-based singer-songwriter Stephanie Dosen. Turns out Zellweger had overheard Dosen in the fitting room talking about how her husband had moved in with her best friend that day.
Oh, my
Zellweger looked at me and said, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry." And then she just hightailed it out of there. Dosen tells Hot Stuff she didn't even stay long enough for me to thank her. Dosen, who works in a knitting store as she waits for her big break, her debut album, Ghosts, Mice, and Vagabonds, is available on her website, stephaniedosen.com.
Oh, that bless.
It's, D-O-S-E-N. Says that the act of kindness cheered her to no end. I was under a spell of sadness or whatever happened before, and it kind of popped the bubble. It was really, really good.
That makes me very happy to hear.
I know. I was also like, Renee, what were you doing at Wet Seal?
You know, I was looking at her Wikipedia just now, trying to find out how long it was before she and Kenny Chesney got annulled. 4 months, by the way. But I... like forgot they have this whole section that's like 2008 to 2014 career fluctuations and hiatus. And then like, do you remember she got that work done and came back and everyone was like, you look crazy.
It was like 2013. Yeah.
But then the thing is like the work settled. It's just like her and Madonna and Lisa Rinna and a bunch of people. It's like, you just don't come out until it's ready mm-hmm. because it'll get there. But you know, you gotta let it kind of
like 4 months away from.
Yes. The image. But remember when she won an Oscar for Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy for that girl.
Me too. It really was crazy, though, that because she got a bleph, right?
Yeah.
If she did not
look and a like, brow lift, I think.
Can you, I mean, look her up. Like, Renee Zellweger, 2013. It was, I remember the day that happened because every woman in the office was talking about it.
2014. Yeah. She has never publicly confirmed having any procedures done. It's like, no, who is this?
She walked out on the red carpet with a different face.
Yeah. Who is this individual? That's not my friend, Renee.
It was so scary.
Ugh. Who is scared?
You were scared. Okay, the record. Couple things here. Angie Harmon welcomed her second daughter.
Second
daughter, Avery Grace. She joins her sister.
A likely name for Angie Harmon.
Finley Faith.
Finley Faith and Avery Grace. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know they got like silver. You know what I mean? Like for their birthdays. Like nice silver. Southern silver. Those are such Southern names.
This is a crazy sentence. Paul Winchell, 82, inventor of an early version of the artificial heart and the voice of Disney's Tigger.
What?
Parentheses, Winnie the Pooh's pal. Died in his sleep on June 24th.
What?
An early version of an artificial heart.
That's crazy.
And then he voiced Tigger.
Wow.
I know.
What a wild
Here's person. A story plucked from someone's butthole. JFK Jr. and Princess Di, lovers.
I mean, hot if true, but...
Hot if true. Her friend and energy healer, Simone Simmons, claimed that happened. And then Diana's former butler said, that's not. No.
No, it did not.
We have a 2-page spread here, rightfully so, on the tense interview that Tom Cruise had with Matt Lauer, where he called him glib.
Is this the one where he was talking about,
Brooke Shields.
So
he had shaded Brooke Shields for going on an antidepressant when she was postpartum.
Yeah.
And Matt Lauer was like, you don't believe in psychiatry or science or anything. And he was like, basically Tom Cruise was like, yeah, I think it is. I think psychiatry is bullshit. And I don't think these are chemical imbalances necessarily.
And crazy that he ever rebounded from that. That's a deeply unpopular thing to say.
I think that, well, first of all, we had a wider berth for kookiness in celebrities.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't social media. You couldn't mobilize your opinion about it.
Right.
But second of all, I think that pre-COVID, you also could say a lot more, you could say a lot of wilder medical claims without people being as upset about it.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy. The tone changed there.
Yeah. That did give one of the funniest Arrested Development jokes, though, where Lucille Bluth calls Michael and she says, I'm getting off my antidepressants. And he's like, you're still on those? You've been on those for postpartum depression. Or he said, that's how long I've been depressed about it. And but she's like, I saw this handsome young scientist or handsome young doctor.
Oh, right.
They said he was some kind of scientist.
Dude, also, like, it's crazy. I feel like if you're going to be a Scientologist.
Yeah.
He had to have no idea what the public thought about Scientology for him to be taking crazy swings at, like, what it seems is settled science. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, establishment beliefs about science.
Right. It's like, and also, like, Brooke Shields had been so open in sharing her, like, journey with all that. Like, to any mother that's ever, you're like, oh my God, like, that would be a nightmare.
Oh, that's my whole thing is, like, have whatever opinion you want on psychiatry. I don't care, but, like, you don't need to go after her.
Right.
Like,
she did what she needed to do.
She did what she needed to do, and it was just nasty. Did Hermes snub Oprah? She had an experience at the Hermes store in Paris where they were like, we're closed, get out of here. And there were like clearly customers there. And she said that she felt that they were treating her that way because of racism. And they were like, I guess they did end up issuing an apology. But they pulled 100 shoppers outside of Hermes in New York City. Will you still shop at Hermes?
Oh my God.
And 68% said yes. Because they were going to Hermes at that moment. Likely place for them to say yes.
I actually am. Yeah, I will actually be still going here.
Yeah, that's a crazy bag to drop. Yeah. To not let Oprah into your luxury store.
Big mistake. Huge mistake.
This is so nasty to me. They're just like doing a retrospective on David LaChapelle's photos.
Woof.
Yeah, they're all very uncomfortable. Angelina Jolie, you know.
Is he on a list somewhere? Because he should be.
He ought to be. He very
That's so very suggestive.
Openly said that he wanted this Britney Spears photo to be inspired by Lolita. That's why she's
holding a Teletubby.
Holding a Teletubby. She was like 17 there. And I mean, it's gross. Just like very young women in crazy states of undress.
That's nuts. This Paris
the Jennifer
one.
Lopez
that one's
Flash
kind of glam.
Dance one is cute.
That's cute.
But like they had to put a star over Pam Anderson's butthole here.
They have Paris Hilton wrapped up in a microphone cord.
Yeah.
It's like very bondage.
Yeah, in a bondage-y kind of a way. I didn't even flag that one to talk about. It just slapped me in the face because I hated it so much.
I hated it.
Okay, this is a feature they have on hot movie soundtracks for the summer, which, by the way, we got to bring that back as a concept.
Movie soundtracks.
A good, solid movie soundtrack.
Agreed.
It probably didn't go away anywhere. It's just I can only think of, like, kids' ones.
Yeah. Well... No, we had it. We had French Kiss at our house.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying the last soundtrack I can think of that people have talked about for a movie for
was
adults.
Was Barbie.
Barbie. Barbie was a really good soundtrack.
That was a good soundtrack, yeah.
Prior to that, I was going to say, though, Star is Born.
Oh, yeah. God.
But that might just be our circles that are listening.
Boo-hoo.
To those. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
This just, I thought you would find interesting. Wedding Crashers. Bands like Bloc Party and Rilo Kiley may not sound familiar, but they are the creme de la creme of today's indie rock scene, which makes us wonder, is it Vince Vaughn or Owen Wilson who has such amazing taste in music? Like, the actors pick the music.
Oh my God.
If only wedding DJs played music this good.
Oh my God. Can you imagine somebody being like, Rilo Kiley at the function, please? Like, I love them, but what are you supposed to dance to?
Someone discovered Rilo Kiley through Wedding Crashers, and it's probably a good amount of people.
That's probably true.
Isn't that crazy?
What song do they use in it?
More Adventurous.
Oh, love that
song. I heard that song in the bathroom of the Woodlands Chewies once.
That's...
What are you doing here?
That's a vibe mismatch, I feel.
Because it was giving... Uh-oh, depression. You know?
I'm about to cry on this toilet at Chewies.
Chewies. And I should be out there eating my quesadillas.
Exactly.
Fashion Police. You know, they're not really too wrong about anyone.
Wait a second.
Just a lot of my famous faves got pulled into it, including Edie Falco.
Andre 3000
they
is
are
allowed
wrong
to
about,
dress like that.
I was going to say, they are wrong about Andre 3000. He looks
Samantha
cool.
Morton, this is crazy.
It's crazy, but again, it feels like
Edie Falco
punching down to have Samantha Morton and Edie Falco in there. They are like prestige actresses. They're not fashion plates.
They never said they were stylish.
They never did.
Yeah, like since when does that have to be a prerequisite of the job? You know?
It's mean.
It is mean.
These magazines, I'm beginning to think, are not the side
nice.
Of their subjects. I really didn't have much to discuss in this.
Yeah,
issue
well,
this
it's
week.
A it was a
it's a light,
light
week.
News
summer.
Week. Spring summer.
Spring. More like spring summer. Can we go watch that?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, hell yeah! With that, happy birthday, Angelica Houston.
Oh, happy birthday, legend! Bye.